thanks for spending part of your day with us here at the Bryant Park Project. We are a part of NPR News, and we are available all the darn time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Time now for all the news that isn't exactly fit to print. It's a little something we like to call the ramble. And you know what? It is sad when a woman rambles alone.
It's
a little depressing,
alone.
Which is why Ian Schlag, our producer, is in the studio, so I don't have to be sad and lonely. Ian, what do you have?
All right. The story we saw this morning. A businessman is suing a New York strip club, saying that he was injured when a stripper giving him a lap dance.
Yeah.
I guess she kind of did some move where she swung around her heel. She was wearing high heels, as they do. Hit him in the eye, poked him in the eye with the heel of her shoe.
Oh, it's always fun till somebody gets an eye poked out.
So a manager of the club says that he didn't hear anything about the incident until the suit was filed in Manhattan Supreme Court. He added that, you know, there at the Hot Lap Dance Club, as it's called, they have a first aid kit handy for just this sort of thing. And he says, we would have treated the guy or called an ambulance. The claimant says he sustained serious personal injuries.
That doesn't sound like your eye, a personal injury. It sounds like maybe something else got injured as well, and perhaps he was embarrassed.
I know.
Just speculation.
Although, how could he be embarrassed? He's filing this. I looked for precedents, and I think nobody had been as shameless as this guy before, so no one had ever filed a similar suit.
All right. This has got nothing to do with this previous story. It involves Charlie Rose and a black eye. Many people know Charlie Rose from his shows on public television. Also, he's on 60 Minutes sometimes. Well, he appeared on his show last night sporting quite a shiner. This huge black eye and a little Band-Aid on his. He looks really bad. So we were on Google Trends, and a lot of people were Googling Charlie Rose black eye. You should do it yourself, because you will see the picture of him looking like he just got out of a brawl. Okay, so what happened? I'll get to it. Rose was walking down 59th Street in Manhattan. You know, and he tripped in a pothole, apparently. Now, normally, you would trip, you'd get back up. But apparently, he was carrying his fancy new MacBook Air. And he was trying to save the MacBook Air from falling. And that's when he literally broke down and he ate pavement with his face.
I would have done the same thing for one of those. They're so cute.
So get well soon, Mr. Rose.
Yeah, get well, Charlie. Okay, I think for this next ramble, we actually need to swap out the music. Control room, can I get the Imperial March, please? That's right, a couple of Star Wars-related items. First, let's update a story we did on the BP about a month ago. The UK Church of the Jedi.
It was a big hit.
Yes. This was a church formed by two young guys in Wales. They had seen that on a UK census, almost 400,000 people claimed Jedi as their religion. So they were like, you know, we need a church. So when we spoke to them, they were moving their church from a backyard garden to a theater. Turns out they're acquiring a lot of real estate. I got an email from Daniel Jones, who also goes by the name Master Morta Heehole.
Oh, yes.
That's his Jedi name.
How could I forget?
And he said that they'd bought some property on the moon.
Morta Heehole bought some property on the moon?
Yes. They bought an acre of land. I don't know if it's even called land in space. from someone they call, quote, an official moon real estate seller. And what they say is that the moon is classified as international waters, so they could even start a country there, which they've done. It's called the Galactic States of Jediism. Also, another Star Wars item, something of a stir yesterday at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in South Boston. You know, they always have the leprechauns, everybody clad in green, some marching bands. Also, the 501st New England Stormtroopers Regiment, which we've learned actually exists, took to the streets and marched. Darth Vader was there, not wearing any green.
It is one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen. In the middle of the St. Patrick's Day parade, all these stormtroopers. Takes all kinds. Ooh, one more ramble song. One more ramble story, I should say. Among the most unlikely people to want to tell you about their lives in a blog, I would put secret agents near the top of that list. And Dina McGreevy. But Israel Shin Bet Secret Service, they've actually launched one. The Internet Diary is to be written by four of its agents. Now, they say these are agents. Now, usually it's quite secretive, obviously, but the agents talk about the work they do and how they were recruited. They're shown in silhouette being part of a secret service. Now, a lot of people in, they obviously think this is a recruitment tool, yeah. right? Because they talk about all the great things about being a secret service agent. You don't have to work too late. Some of the bad parts that you can't tell your spouse everything, and since you're a secret agent, you don't get a blue flashing light on your car. One agent says, I too have to sit in traffic jams.
It's hard being a secret agent. I can tell you.
But you can blog about it. Really? Mm-hmm.
That's all I can tell you.
That's for tomorrow. And that's The Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Brian Park. Thanks, Ian.
Sure.